Hey everyone, welcome back to Flip Flops and People Ops. I just guested on a show called The Bigger, Better, Bolder IT Podcast with my friend Sean Bork. And we were talking about the importance of your partnership with your IT person, how HR and IT should be so closely aligned. And I immediately got done recording and was like, oh, that's going to be super informative for his people. And I was like, oh, I need to go tell my people. So I just got off a podcast just to come on this one, ours, and be like, listen to this. Have you considered this? You know, his audience is IT leaders focused on the future of work. This podcast is for HR leaders, which could be a variety of roles, people ops, culture and talent, recruiting, yada, yada. You're all trying to figure out what this looks like and doing better for the future of work for your people. There were so much for us to talk about, but I wanted to make sure you all hear me when I say, are you close with your IT person? And I'm not saying you need to like hang out on the weekends and be best friends, but here's what I feel like is a huge opportunity for you. I don't want to make a big generalization right out the gate, but I want to see if you all agree with me. So you can let me know on LinkedIn if you disagree, but generally, don't you feel like IT people are very systems-minded, correct? You know, they're looking at scalability, like this won't scale, like we need to stay organized. HR, generally, their incredible gift and superpower is empathy. Like I can tell something's not right. I can tell the people are disengaged. You have this secret gift of just sensing people's emotions, sometimes even through the computer. Did you know that that's not something everyone can do? So it's like the empathetic feeler superpower mixed together with the systems-minded, how do we scale and do better? Like you two together, you are the fraternal twins of an organization. You're very closely related, but you look different at what your strengths are. Again, some of you in HR are systems people and you're like, what about me? Like, I know you're kind of incredible because you've got like a little bit of both, but most organizations are resting on the very tired shoulders of one, two, or three HR and IT people. I have seen organizations of about 500 employees working with one IT person and two people in HR. And one of them's a recruiter. So that's all they do. So really, it's like two people. It's a lot. And you two have a lot in common, even though it may not feel like you're always talking the same language, there's a lot you can do to help each other. So my recommendation to Sean, we were talking about how do these two team up together to turn your company into a great place to work? And the answer was you two need to really have regular one-on-ones to talk about what keeps you up at night in your roles so that you can hear each other and find ways to help each other. When this HR leader is meeting with their dear IT fraternal twin and they're saying things like, oh, I got to send a survey, but I'm like using this new tool and I haven't had a second to like really see how it works in a way that I feel comfortable deploying it, but I got to go, I got a deadline. IT person's like, what tool is it? Do you need me to go like check it out and just make sure you're all good? When you're close like that, those are the things you're going to try to help each other with. Yeah, doesn't that sound nice? You need to be able to have your partner in disengagement crime, which sometimes I call the CEO, but in this situation, it's the IT person. You need to be able to say things like, I need to roll out a tool. I have concerns about rollout. I need you to help me think through what could go wrong. They should be like, I would love to. That's what I'm great at, is like making sure that the employees use the thing and that it benefits them. You don't have to figure all this out on your own. You two do care about the same stuff. You just phrase it differently. And when IT says things like, we need like a better storage rack to organize our computers. Right now, everything's just stacked on top of each other. You know, remember the in-office days when there's just like a tower of computers and you're like, is that $10,000 just sitting on that counter about to fall off? We've all seen that. IT person to HR, we really need to invest in this storage rack because the computers are not safe where they are. It's not secure. Like I need to be better organized, but all they're hearing me say is I need to spend money. So your HR partner in crime is like, hold on. Actually, there's a better way for us to phrase this as like, if you're not able to stay organized and have the equipment you need to do the thing that you're trying to do, it's going to affect the employee experience. What he or she wants to hear is like, in order to like truly drive revenue, we need to create a great employee experience. And that starts with the basics of tools and systems and making it easy for me to make sure that people get stuff sent out correctly, it comes back correctly, we have inventory, we're not wasting money. Executives want to hear, how are you going to save the company money? Which is you're going to stop all the bleeding turnover and the quiet quitting. you need someone to bounce your ideas off of so that you can find other ways to gain influence with the executives. Together, you two are similarly sometimes the last to get headcount or like taken seriously for what you need and set up correctly so that the business can scale. There's a lot you can do to support each other. A really good HR leader to an IT person hears what was said, like, I don't have budget for this rack and I guess I'll just keep doing it the way it is. It's like, no, we really should actually continue this conversation. And I know I can help with telling a story around how this affects the employees in the longer term. You don't have to figure this stuff all out yourself. And I am not proposing that this is a partnership that like behind the scenes, you two are just like, da, 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 da. But also there's some psychological safety that you two could create that's like, man, this is hard. And the other one's like, I know this is hard. You're both in very isolating roles in that you're privy to employee information that you can't share. And you two aren't going to go talk about the employee information, but you have someone in a similar shoes as you. I've said before, no one's lonelier than HR and the CEO because like you can't just bond with employees because there's like a dotted line there of like leadership. Like there's some stuff I can't talk to you about. We can't go there. The CEO feels that way. The HR leader feels that way. But I had never considered IT often sometimes feels that way too. IT teams hustle. Okay. I have just seen such skeleton crews take care of so many people. And I'm like, are you guys okay? And they're like, it's not sustainable, but we found a system to make it work. But who else does that sound like? It's just like the sweet, amazing HR team that's hobbling along with one or two people. Sometimes the HR team is just you and you're like, I feel crazy. This is so hard. Yeah, I know. You need allies. You need people to support you and have, like I said, I really think the big takeaway here is to make sure you're building a relationship with your IT partner. However many of you there are, whatever level of leadership you're at, you should make sure that you are with someone on that team to hear what keeps them up at night because it's closely probably related to something that you could help with or something you're also trying to solve for. And you can team up to have more fully baked ideas and put your strengths together in a way that will lead the company to more revenue and longer term productivity and scalability of the business because you got more brain power. You got more support. You have someone else who's just like, yeah, I see you too. That's really important. So I'm curious if you want to tell me on LinkedIn, I got a post about this too. I guess I'll link to it in the show notes. Just know I haven't posted it yet, but I know it probably went a little viral-ish because I feel like everything lately is like striking a chord. We're really getting to the nitty-gritty of like the nuanced reasons why driving engagement is so hard. I want to know how close you are with your IT partner and if you have fostered that relationship before and how has it helped you? But if you've never done that before, have you considered that that is someone you are sleeping on who knows a lot about what it's like to be in a role like yours and probably has strengths to help you with rolling out tools and coming up with ways to make sure employees are having their basic needs met in a systematized way? Could they attend the call with you when you're shopping for software, when you're ready to automate? Could they help you build those workflows that feel kind of scary and you're like, I need to send a survey, but like there's this first initial one-time step of building the workflow. And I'm like, oh, go get your IT person and be like, hey, big brain, can you, not that you don't have a big brain, like, can you help me do this first time so that I do it correctly? I need your opinion. You know, don't make them do it for you. They might though. They might be like, oh yeah, this is my wheelhouse. Let me even make this better than what you were imagining. Now, what I'm describing, you might be like, my IT person and I do not get along and we would never talk like this. Yeah, not if you haven't taken the time to really get to know each other. And that happens through regular one-on-ones. You need to get to know each other as people to really feel like you want to go above and beyond for each other. That's your engagement levels with each other. If you're not tight with your IT person or if that relationship has maybe been strained or it's just been not fostered, I am going to encourage you to invite them for coffee soon and say, hey, I just really love to spend some time hearing what keeps you up at night, telling you what keeps me up at night, and figuring out if there's any way we can help each other go faster and plug each other in a way that would, you know, get us from point A to point Z faster. I want to help. I want to make sure, like, I see a lot of what I'm on the hook to do and ways that, you know, you could help me get there. And I want to know how I could help you. Everyone would love to hear, like, I'm interested in what you're doing and how you're trying to make an impact. And I want to tell you that I'm trying to make an impact too. Like, I want to tell you about it. Most people aren't going to say no. and then tell them, like, I think we should regularly meet just to like keep up with each other and see how we could, you know, keep an eye on this business together. Tell them the fraternal twin comment. Say, you know, I think you and I are similar and what we, our daily life is like in ways, not in all the ways, but I think we are the kind of the infrastructure that props this company up. I know it would do me a lot of good to know if there's anything I can do to help you. And I know it would do me a lot of good just to have someone else to talk to who's got a systems mind like you, because sometimes I need help there and I would love to hear your great ideas. If you want to sound cool to your IT person, be like, hey, have you heard of this podcast? The Bigger, Better, Bolder IT podcast? They'll be like, what? Because my friend Sean was, he's a legit host. He's really passionate about the topic too. Always lead with value. If you're really trying to get this relationship like started again or started for the first time, say, hey, I listened to this podcast about driving engagement. She was talking about a podcast for IT. Have you heard of this? I just thought I'd share it with you. These seem like similar type conversations and stories unfolding. I thought you might be interested to see this. Just start building that relationship and see what happens. Get that person to be your ally, because that's the greater good for the company when you two are in really in partnership together, thinking through how do we deliver a better employee experience in a scalable way for the long-term success of the business. Your CEO is going to love you guys. Okay. I hope you're having a great week and thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you all next week. Bye.